Das ist mein Mann, der schmalende Bitte bei.
Say there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it. Or you could say, how else could you say that without using we? Did you ever say me and you have to do it, or you and I have to do it?
Oh, hell.
How would you probably say that?
You and I suppose.
What about me and you?
Well, I could say that too.
Which would you say?
Possibly both.
What if you're talking about a man and yourself having to do something? You'd say?
You and I?
Or say, would you say he and I, or me and him, or?
He and I.
And you'd say he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He wants
us.
Okay. Did you say all two of us or both of us?
Both of us. Hmm? Both of us.
And say if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there and you know that they'll recognize your voice, you might just answer, it's
me, she said.
Would you say it's I or it's me or?
I said me.
Okay. And say if I ask you, was that John that came to the door? You say, yeah, that was
my brother.
Or that was, did you say that was he or that was him or what?
That was him.
And if it was a woman, you say that was
her.
Huh?
Her.
And two people, that was
them.
And talk about how tall you are. You'd say, he's not as tall as
he looks to be.
Or comparing him to yourself. He's not as tall as. If you're taller, you'd say, he's not as tall as.
You think he is?
Or talk about yourself. He's not as tall as.
I am, she means.
If you're taller, you'd say,
oh, I'm the tallest. You're not as tall as I am.
Or I'm not as tall as
you are.
Or talking about some man, I'm not as tall as
he is.
And he can do that better
than I.
And if you had been out to New Mexico and hadn't gone any more west than that, you'd say New Mexico is what west I've ever been.
Farthest.
And something belongs to me, you'd say it's
mine.
And I say, this isn't mine, is this
yours?
And if it belongs to both of us, you say it's
ours.
And to them it's, if it belongs to them, it's
theirs.
And to him it's, if it belongs to him,
it's his.
And to her,
hers.
And if there was a group of people at your house and they were getting ready to leave, you'd say, well, I hope, what, come back again. I hope
you come back again.
Would you say you if you're talking to a whole group?
I suppose I would.
What about you all or y'all?
Might say y'all.
How do you, do you ever say y'all to just one person?
No, not that I know of.
What if there was a group and you were asking them about their coats? You know, everybody's coats. You'd say, where are
your coats?
Do you ever say y'all's coats or you all's coats?
Might have.
What do you think you'd say?
Your coats.
If there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and later on you're asking about which people had gone, you might ask